Good Wednesday. Today is August the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the MAHA agenda, Make America Healthy Again, definitely has impacts on agriculture, and agricultural groups are reaching out to the Trump administration to have a seat at the table and be involved in discussions as we go forward. We're going to take a look at what all is being proposed and how it impacts agriculture after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, MAHA's agenda is taking aim at agriculture. Farm groups continue to look for ways to influence the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again initiative as they anticipate a new series of policy recommendations set to come out this month. The Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, a coalition of 20 agricultural and conservation trade groups, back last Thursday published a report of MAHA's policy recommendations around soil health, conservation, forest management, and agricultural innovation. The organization said the coalition offers the report on soil health as a roadmap to a healthier future, starting from the ground up. Now, the National Corn Growers Association also released a survey Thursday of last week of more than 1,000 corn growers. They said they would face higher costs and reductions in crop yields if they were to lose access to key herbicides like atrazine and glyphosate. The MAHA Commission questioned the safety of the two herbicides in its initial report. Now, the survey findings reveal high stakes for the MAHA Commission's next report. A set of key policy recommendations is expected to be released this month, which could impact key constituencies in President Trump's base, according to the National Corn Growers Association. More than 250 farm groups and agribusinesses wrote to the Trump administration back in June, requesting essentially a seat at the table as the MAHA Commission continues to move ahead under Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s proposed agenda. Now, the four co-chairs of the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance from the American Farm Bureau Federation, Environmental Defense Fund, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and National Farmers Union each highlighted the recommendations as a way to strengthen policies, increase research, and ensure farmers continue to have access to technologies going forward. The coalition laid out a list of 12 suggestions for modernizing and streamlining USDA conservation programs. They call for supporting a robust funding for financial and technical assistance through USDA's conservation programs. They say farmers need financial and technical support to make the adoption and expansion of conservation practices affordable and accessible. They also pointed to increased funding in the Farm Bill's conservation title, which took funds provided from the Inflation Reduction Act and rolled those dollars into the baseline for EQIP, that's the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and the CSP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, as well as the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program and a Regional Conservation Partnerships Program. They stressed the importance of technical assistance to farmers and noted 25% of conservation funding goes towards technical assistance. Still, USDA's proposed budget sought to zero out the discretionary funding for that technical assistance, though congressional appropriations so far have rejected those cuts. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. You know, we hear on the news all the time about different natural disasters taking place. It may be wildfires, it could be flooding, it could be tornadoes or even earthquakes in some places. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a number of emergency aid and disaster programs. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
2025 has already been an eventful year disaster-wise. Impacts on residents and ag operations in areas where events such as significant flooding, major dust storms, tornadoes, wildfires, and other activity have taken place is noted. What may not be as well known is a suite of offerings, programs, and tips provided by the Agriculture Department for disaster recovery efforts. Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam says in addition to federal crop insurance that producers can use, his agency offers various assistance programs, such as...
The Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to protect against disasters that result in lower yields, crop losses, or prevents crop planting. Producers must have obtained their NAP coverage for the year in which the loss occurs.
Other offerings include the Livestock Indemnity Program, the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, ELAP, and the Tree Assistance Program. Regardless of what program an impacted producer or landowner applies for, Administrator Beam offers this reminder of needed documentation for eligibility.
Such things as farm records, receipts, pictures of damage or losses.
With details on these programs, crop insurance, and other assistance options, such as the Natural Resources Conservation Service's Emergency Watershed Protection Program, available online at farmers.gov. That website also contains disaster assistance tools to determine program or disaster loan options. Food safety also becomes a concern in a disaster, whether it is prolonged power outage or flooding. Preparation in advance of a disaster or advice after disaster strikes comes in the form of tips from USDA via its meat and poultry hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Or email at mphotline@usda.gov or via chat at ask.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.